this really be the end? Should be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Mona tried to tell me to stay away.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. Time permitting, Mallory piping text line 251-343-0106. If you want to get in touch with the show, just hit me up there, and if we have time, I'll get to your text. Joining us now has been getting a lot of headlines lately. I think AL.com has an obsession with the 68th County, but beyond that, our returning champion joins the program now, State Senator Chris Elliott. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Yeah, that was an interesting AL.com's fixation with that is very interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, is that really a thing?
It's not really a thing, but they may will it into existence if they're not careful. You know, they keep liking to talk about it. You know, for your listeners, we're talking about the potential of a new county dividing Baldwin County in half, which is not really a thing, but you know, a proposal yet, but AL.com seems to continue to push it. So they may end up, like I said, willing it into existence.
Well, that's... I don't even know where to start on that, but I do know where to start on this. A lot of drama, maybe is the right word, over this situation with the beaches. Well, we talked about it the last few segments you've been on, but the brass at the Baldwin County Schools and you and Senator Albritton as well, you have a little disagreement here on the discussion as to, you know, should Gulf Shores and Orange Beach be subject to a tax that doesn't go to their locality, their local school system, but goes to one further to the north there, to the entirety of the county. This was done a long time ago. I think our listeners are kind of aware of the issue, but from your perspective, like what went down this week? What do people need to know?
Well, you know, first of all, it amazes me that everyone, you know, is in clutch my pearls mode here. You know, this is not a new thing. This is not the first time that a city school system is split away from a county school system. It's happened all over the state of Alabama. As a matter of fact, there are almost more city school systems than there are county school systems in Alabama. And so in every other place in the state, those taxes that used to go to just one system, because there only was one system, now get distributed in some manner to all of the school systems in the county, and so including city school systems. And so it's surprising to me that the County Board of Education is taking this hard nose, oh my God, this will, you know, ruin everything approach, when this is exactly what has happened all over the rest of the state. It's also surprising to me, since they absolutely agreed to this 6 years ago, when the school split with Gulf Shores was negotiated. And that is something that, you know, should not be a surprise to anyone. And I've seen the response from the county school superintendent, Superintendent Tyler, here about a committee meeting this week, which was just hyperbolic, inaccurate, wrong, embarrassing. I don't know what to say, but, you know, calling the committee meeting that I ran unconstitutional, which is just, you know, I will just point him to Ex Parte Marsh and let him go read that decision, I guess. Now we're in a discussion with a superintendent about, you know, the constitutionality of the legislative procedures. I think they're throwing everything they can at the wall to keep other schools from splitting off, and that's a problem they need to fight somewhere else.
Well, and then I disagree with the framing of the narrative this way, but why did you do it the way you did it? Why did you have to do it in such a way that statewide? I mean, walk us through some of the procedural aspects.
Yeah, so there are two local bills, actually four. There's a companion bills in the House that are filed that essentially split up the tax in Baldwin County one of two ways, either by where the tax is raised. You raise it in Orange Beach or Gulf Shores or Fairhope or wherever, you get to keep it there. Or you raise it countywide, collect it all countywide, and then you split it up based on student population. And so there are two different ways to do that. That was what was agreed to 6 years ago, that we were going to come back and do once some debt service things rolled off. Well, my county superintendent, has decided to renege on the deal that we made 6 years ago, and you know, has convinced legislators, some legislators in the local delegation, this is going to be very bad for them and for the county school system. I mean, the facts indicate otherwise if you do the math, but apparently we don't want to talk about math or constitutional law. So, you know, what it leaves us with is a situation where there's this local impasse of an us versus them, you know, narrative, which, again, I get to represent all three school systems. So I don't see it as an us versus them. I see it as a basic fairness argument. But so that's not moving. And so we went to a statewide option that will fix this issue, but it will also do something very important, and that is prevent this type of thing from happening in the future, where you have school systems that inevitably will split off, and then you are left, the legislature is left with divvying up the local taxes. And so it should be automatic, and it should be automatic statewide. And so you heard testimony from the Alabama Association of School Budget Officers saying, yeah, you really should divide this up statewide, or, you know, or have a statewide bill to divide it up amongst the kids. The money should follow the kids. And so this is an argument that Educrats have been fighting forever, whether it was the Accountability Act or school choice or anything like that. They don't like the idea of money following kids. They want to keep it for their own little education bureaucracy. They don't want to share it. They don't even want to share it with other public school kids when they've got it. And that's the fundamental question here, and one we need to address statewide.
So your committee hearing, now you're chairman of county and municipal government, and the way you were able to move that bill out of committee, walk us through that, and is there anything untoward there?
There's not, and it's not all that unusual. Look, committee chairmen have an immense amount of authority, right? You can, when a committee or a bill is assigned to committee, the committee chairman solely makes the decision whether or not the bill is going to go on the committee calendar for consideration. If I don't want it to, or another committee chairman doesn't want it to, it never sees the light of day again. Those are just the rules of the Alabama Senate. And so that is how that is conducted. And then the committee chairman has the authority to sign a bill out of committee, to move a bill out of committee, to voice vote a committee or a bill. And that's done all the time. The voice votes in committee are done all of the time. And so we had a voice vote in committee, and the committee chairman moved the bill out of committee. And it will now move to the floor. My colleague, Senator Albritton, has indicated that he wants to filibuster the bill. You are very familiar with filibusters and how that works. And so one senator also has the authority to talk on a bill forever, essentially, and to kill a piece of legislation, even if the body would have otherwise been willing to vote overwhelmingly for it. And so those are just the rules of the Senate. And, you know, I, along with others, use them to our advantage to move legislation. It's not untoward, and it's certainly not unconstitutional.
Yeah, somebody said, well, there was a motion to table it or carry it over from one of the committee members during that committee hearing, and you didn't entertain it. But, like, correct me if I'm wrong, Senator, Democrats would do that with every bill that they could, it seems. So, like, I mean, you can't have one senator on a committee, regardless of their political stripes, start tabling and take that seriously, could you?
Of course not. And that's why those rules exist. And the outsider looking in may not understand the rules. Heck, Jeff, there are rules in the House that I don't fully understand, because that's not where I operate, right? But I have to look at the differences between the House rules and Senate rules. And so that's just the nature of it. You play the rules of the game. Sometimes you're playing soccer and sometimes you're playing softball. And guess what? There's a ball, but the rules are different. And it's important to understand, and you want a legislator that understands the rules of the game and is able to use them effectively to move legislation to the advantage of the folks that he or she represents. That's hardly a bad thing. And despite, you know, Superintendent Tyler's musing on constitutional law, it's certainly not constitutional.
Well, I want to talk about this because, I mean, I think it's just fundamentally, I mean, if you ask somebody who's not aware of the inter-county squabbling right now about this issue, and you just say, here's what we're doing. Here's what's going on. Here is a two school systems, two municipalities who have their own school systems, but the tax they are collecting as going to another school system. Just seems absurd at face value. You know, somehow or another, and I saw a, I think it's a WPMI story. Like, they're making it about all of the procedural aspects to this and all of that. I mean, well, what's going on here?
I mean, it's just what you explained. It is a basic fairness argument. It's not terribly complicated. I mean, you had the school board president from Orange Beach, Randy McKinney, who used to sit on the State Board of Education. He's very well versed in school tax issues. And he said, he gave a great example. He said, if my grandson buys a sweatshirt that says Orange Beach City Schools on it, he is charged sales tax on it. And when he is charged the portion of the sales tax that we're talking about with this legislation, when he's charged that, none of it goes to his school system. I mean, it's charged for education, and that portion of it that's for education that we're talking about under the statute, none of it goes to the Orange Beach City Schools. How is that fair? And it's just not. And it doesn't exist anywhere else. It's just a quirk of this particular piece of legislation. And again, it's one that we agreed that Superintendent Tyler absolutely unequivocally agreed to fix 6 years ago when he invited me, asked me to come help negotiate the Gulf Shore split. And so I just don't take kindly to people that say one thing and then do something else. It's no way to operate. It's not how I'm going to operate. I'm doing exactly what I said I was going to do 6 years ago, and that is adjust this accordingly.
And, well, why didn't you guys get this stuff in writing back then? Like, what was the hang up there? Like, if you knew this day would come, and rather than negotiate, I mean, why not?
Simple answer. It's a great question, and there's a very simple answer to it. Because it was not in the authority of the signatories of the school separation agreement to make this change. It's under the purview of the legislature, right? And so you can't put something in a separation agreement that was not something that was the purview of the separation agreement. It's the legislature's responsibility to change this statute. And that is exactly what we were doing. So we didn't put it in the separation agreement because it requires an act of the legislature, not an act of a school superintendent. And so the agreement was that the county school system was going to support this change once some certain bond indebtedness was paid off that was related to Gulf Shore Schools. That happened in December. You could have marked this down 6 years ago that this was going to happen 6 years later. The debt rolled off in December just as it was going to, and it triggered the filing of these bills because that's what we said we were going to do. But we didn't put it in the school separation agreement because the parties to the school separation agreement couldn't agree to it because they don't have the power or authority to execute.
Joined by State Senator Chris Elliott here on the program. Well, so the other question I get, well, you have some constituents of your own who are very unhappy with this, and who are Baldwin County public school teachers or parents or whatever. What do you say to them that you seem to be working against their interest?
Look, I've been a huge advocate for public education in Baldwin County for years and years. You know, we passed the penny tax years ago when the legislative delegation wouldn't do it. I helped keep the school system completely out of the ditch. All of the school construction that is happening right now is happening because of the pay-as-you-go program that I helped authorize when I was on the county commission. I've passed numerous pieces of legislation, including legislation related to the school split, where the city schools have to pay the county in cash for any of the buildings in their district when they leave. Just because I'm an advocate of fairness to all children in my district does not mean I'm against some children in my district. It's a fundamental fairness argument. And those that can't see the entire picture here, I just would ask them to take a break and take a breath and realize this is one issue. It is an issue of fundamental fairness. And you have to understand that I have to represent those kids too. I'll also say this, if they're in Fairhope or Taffy or Foley, they may find themselves on the other side of the argument in the not too distant future when and if those cities decide to split and form their own city school system too. And I'd be interested to see what their feelings were when it was their tax money going somewhere else.
Well, and explain this, because this is the other thing I hear. Well, you know, those guys at the beach, they're economically much better off than the schools in the north part of the county. And it's just the right thing to do to move that money around.
So it's the right thing to do to take from some to give to others because they have less. That may be an argument for a church. I don't think it's an argument here. You have to share tax revenue across all those you collect it from. Look, we've had a conversation about equity funding and the inequity of equity funding in the state of Alabama and how Baldwin County doesn't do well under the foundation program because we send more money to other parts of the state. But this argument is simply a microcosm of that. It's the same thing that's happening statewide. It's just happening at a county level. And so, we need to split this up based on, where the students are, and all students deserve to be, beneficiaries of tax money that's raised by their taxes and their parents and what they pay. Simply taking from one to give to the other is the most unconservative argument I could ever think of.
Last question, wrapping up on this, and these aren't my words, but the perception is that you're bullying your way through this. You got a full head of steam, and you're not really, I don't know, maybe putting on the charm offensive or something. I mean, is that a fair criticism?
Jeff, I'm a fighter, and anybody who's listened to your show for the last 6+ years or so knows that. I'm gonna do the best I can to do what I think is right, advocate for the people that I represent in all of Baldwin County, and I'm going to use the tools that are available to me to get things done. The other side has simply decided it's not going to move, and it's going to be immovable. It's using what tools it can use to keep anything from happening. I'm not a keep anything from happening kind of guy. I'm an action guy. And yes, I'm going to use every tool available to me to move this legislation along.
State Senator Chris Elliott, ladies and gentlemen, Senator, we always appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks. Enjoy this beautiful weather and a great weekend in the coolest place on earth.
State Senator Chris Elliott, let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.